This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, episode number 31. Well, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to test your knowledge of great pop, classic rock and roll music for the past 50 years. Tonight, something a little bit different. We're also going to be talking about music from the movies. Plus, as always, we'll have a little bit of trivia, some nuggets of information about each of our featured songs and maybe how they came to be recorded. So thanks for downloading and thanks for listening and thanks for playing along. And I should add thanks for your patience, at least to a number of our listeners who have been anxiously awaiting our next edition here. And all I can say is so much for one episode every week. It just ain't happening. But that's okay. We get these pumped out whenever we can. It's the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, and we appreciate all of your patience as you've waited for this episode to come out. And hopefully you'll enjoy this twist that we have tonight. All of our feature songs are either title songs or the main theme songs from James Bond movies. And by the way, these are the clues and the songs that we used in our music trivia bonus question a couple of weeks ago in our live trivia shows with the Trivia Factory. Let's get to it. We have five hits. Can you identify the song and the artist? And in some cases, can you identify the movie it was from? Hit number one this week was from 1965. Yeah, as always, we play you the opening notes. We play the clues twice so that you can hear it real good. Hit number two from 1973.
When you were young and your heart was an open book. When you were young and your heart was an open book.
All of the songs tonight, not only theme songs or title songs from James Bond movies, but hits in their own right. Hit number three from 1977. Hit number four, 1981. And hit number five this week from the year 2002. There you have the clues, and the answers are coming up in just a minute. I do want to give a special thank you to a couple of our listeners who download on a pretty regular basis and have given me some inspiration to keep on going. It's been a number of weeks since our last episode of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. A lot of things get in the way. I've had some special projects for our Trivia Factory and our sister company, Georgia Poker Nights, and some of the other offshoots of the company, some of the web projects that I've been working on. Of course, there's a day job and all of the other things that get involved in it. But you know what? When I get positive feedback, it just inspires me to sit down and pump out another podcast. So I want to thank Suzette, who wrote last week and said, "Where are the Great Openings podcast? We are missing Jim and his podcast." And with that in mind, well, it's inspirational to sit down to know that there are folks out there. Also, nice note from JB1492. Certainly not part of the Columbus Expedition, and we don't know if it's Mr. JB or a Ms. JB, but we thank you for emailing us as well. If you'd like to reach us, you can reach the podcast at jimradio@gmail.com, or you can just go to my show notes page, which is on my blog at jimdriscoll.net, and there's a contact button right there and my email address and everything else. The listeners are great, and I always appreciate hearing from you. Just last week, we had a little bit of problem with the show notes page. My blog was down. I didn't even know it because I'm not logging on all the time to find out. And I found out from the viewers of the blog and the listeners of the podcast, who immediately emailed me and says, "Where is it?" And Dan Baker, one of our trivia players, wrote back and said, "Jim's blog is down." And I was able in 10 or 15 minutes to get everything back up and working. But we appreciate the feedback, so love to hear from you. And you'd love to hear the answers, I'm sure. So let's get to it. We had five hits, all of them hits in their own right, but also all were hits from James Bond movies. And we started out with 1965. It was a top 10 hit. The movie was Goldfinger. And the artist was Shirley Bassey. Well, Goldfinger, the theme, was composed by John Barry, who is best known for composing 11 James Bond movie scores, and he was pretty influential in that distinctive music style of the 007 series. It all started out with Dr. No back in 1962, all the way through his most recent accomplishment, The Living Daylights, in 1987. The lyrics were by Leslie Bricusse and Anthony Newley, who wrote the music for so many Broadway musicals. Reportedly, when they were asked to create a theme song for Goldfinger, which was already in progress filming, Bricusse and Newley said they looked at each other and instantly sang out, "Goldfinger Wider Than a Mile," a takeoff, of course, from the song Moon River. The song, by the way, was produced by George Martin, who at the time was also pretty busy producing The Beatles. Well, hit number two tonight was from 1973.
When you were young and your heart was an open.
Speaking of the Beatles, this one was by Paul McCartney and Wings. Yeah, from the movie of the same name, it's Live and Let Die. Like our previous song, Goldfinger, this one involved Beatles producer George Martin, who both produced the song and arranged the orchestral breaks. After Martin was hired to score the new James Bond film, the producers asked Paul McCartney if he would be willing to compose the theme song. But originally, they wanted another artist to perform it. McCartney said that he would do it, but only if Wings were able to perform the song in the opening credits themselves. And the producers, thankfully, agreed. It was the first James Bond theme song to be nominated for an Academy Award, that for Best Original Song, and that gave Paul McCartney his second Academy Award nomination, and Linda McCartney her first. It lost out, by the way, to the theme song from The Way We Were. Hit number three was from 1977. The movie was The Spy Who Loved Me, and the song, Nobody Does It Better, by Carly Simon. Well, the song reached number two on the charts. It was composed by Marvin Hamlisch with lyrics by Carol Bayer Sager, both who were pretty prolific songwriters of the time. And it was the first Bond theme to be titled differently from the actual name of the film, although the phrase, "The Spy Who Loved Me," is included in the lyrics. It has been covered by a lot of artists and used in a number of productions and non-Bond films, including most recently Mr. and Mrs. Smith in 2005 and Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason in 2004. Hit number four this week, from 1981, from the movie For Your Eyes Only, it's Sheena Easton. Well, For Your Eyes Only reached number two in the charts, and it launched Sheena Easton as a serious artist in the United States. And she was the first and only artist to be seen actually singing the theme song to a Bond movie during its opening titles. Sheena Easton is one of three Scots to have sung a Bond theme, the others being Lulu, who sang The Man with the Golden Gun, and Shirley Manson, when she was part of the band Garbage, for The World Is Not Enough. And hit number five, from 2002, from the movie Die Another Day, this was sung by Madonna. Well, the song was co-written and co-produced by Madonna and was the most successful Bond theme song since the 1980s. It spent 11 weeks at number one on the Billboard singles sales charts and was also Madonna's most successful title on the sales chart to date. But critical opinion of the song has varied widely, as evidenced by the fact that it was nominated for a Golden Globe for the Best Original Song, and at the same time, it was nominated for a Golden Raspberry Award for the Worst Original Song in 2002. The video, by the way, is one of Madonna's most expensive and epic videos. It cost more than $6 million to produce. Well, there you have it. Those are our five Bond hits for this episode of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. We thank you for playing along. As we said, feedback always appreciated. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com, and all of the show notes, they're on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Thanks for downloading, thanks for playing, and thanks for listening. See you next time when we do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.